It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, our special guest is James Dudley IV. He's a Texas cattleman and is chair of Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers Property Rights and Tax Committee. Our conversation coming up in just a moment. First off, U.S. and China set to talk. Could it be this weekend? Arlen Suderman with StoneX.
For today, we're seeing some stabilized markets, and we may continue to see those stabilized markets. But know that when China and the United States talk, their first priority is going to be rare earth minerals and magnets, because China wants to control the growth of the rest of the world, as well as to be able to control the rest of the world's ability to defend itself. And China wants to be able to be the one who has supply of those critical components.
This is the Agribusiness Report. Before we get to our guest today, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins recently outlining the dire financial situation in ag.
We have been very clear about that. It's now becoming, you know, more and more apparent that we need to be ready. Of course, our partners in Congress are the ones that fund that. You know, we obviously are a constitutional republic and have the different branches. But I just this morning talked to several senators on the Ag Committee, been in constant conversations with the White House, keep monitoring the market and see, you know, day by day what happens. We will be releasing another $13 billion. This will be aside from any potential additional, but another $13 billion in the ETAP program, which will be moving into the countryside over the next 6 to 8 weeks. But in addition, we are putting all of those plans together right now. So we are on it. We are paying very, very close attention, and we'll likely have an announcement coming soon.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. Well, now to our guest, James Dudley IV, chairman of the Property Rights and Tax Committee with Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, TSCRA. James, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me on the show today.
All right, little background about you, where you grew up, and what you do today, and how it ties back into Texas and Southwestern cattle raisers.
Sure, I grew up in Comanche, Texas, part of a ranching family there, Dudley Brothers Ranch. We were registered Hereford operation. Then went to law school, went to UT before that, studied history, and ended up in the title insurance business, commercial side. Then married my wife, Kara, and we shortly moved back to her home area, which is Llano County, Texas. Got involved in ranching there on some of her family's property. We have our own cow-calf herd, and then we manage some her and her brother's cow-calf operation. I've also managed an office for Independence Title in Horseshoe Bay. And wow. As part of what I do, I'm chairman of the Property Rights Committee for Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association and a director.
Well, and there you go. I mean, the fact is this was kind of in the blood before you got where you are today. And you've really had the opportunity to see quite a bit happen. Let's start with the cow-calf side of things. And again, there's so many different segments in the livestock business in cattle, but it starts with the cow-calf guys. What's the pulse right now for the cow-calf producer?
Right now, it's obviously a strong market, but over the last 10 years, there have been a lot of challenges. So it's nice to see the market strengthen, and you know, we're hoping this run continues. It's important to us to provide, you know, beef for America, so that we feel like we're the starting point.
Let's talk about a bill that passed in Washington, D.C. So we're stepping outside of the state now, but trying to find how this is affecting producers, and talking about the one big beautiful bill that passed. Why was that important for producers and for the cow-calf sector, if you will?
Sure. I mean, the number one deal was it prevented a huge tax increase from hitting us. Without the passage of that bill, the 2017 tax rate would have been in effect, which would have significantly increased taxes across the board. And this was a huge help to allow us to continue our business operations going forward.
Now, you talk about the tax increase, but there's one area in there that agriculture has really had a cloud, if you will, hanging over it, and it's been known as the death tax or the inheritance tax. I mean, there's a lot of things this has gone by, but the exemption now, does that help?
Yes, the larger exemption up to 15 for individuals and 30 for couples is a significant step forward. That's not the repeal of the death tax, but that's a significant step in the right direction. And without the passage of this bill, the death tax would have reverted back to the 2017 level. Essentially, would have been a sunset back to that, which would have been quite problematic for anybody who experiences a death in the family, especially with the increase in property values and asset values.
Now, we talk about, death, and sometimes that kind of pops up as a disaster, if you will, something where it wasn't planned and just kind of throws an operation into a tailspin. And it gets me thinking about other things that can do that as well. Disasters. Is there any relief there within that bill for disasters and operations?
Yes, there's some relief there as well. Texas was hit with the substantial fires in the panhandle in 2024, early 24. So we, as TSCRA, is very well aware of this issue, and there's some help for forage loss and tax relief for casualty loss, immediate depreciation of those assets.
We're talking with James Dudley IV. He's chairman of the Property Rights and Tax Committee for Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. We'll take a break and be back with more Agribusiness Report.
The 2025 Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show is coming December 2nd through 4th at the Amarillo Civic Center. See nearly 500 exhibitors featuring the latest tractors, technology, and equipment. Attend CEU sessions with agriculture experts, network with fellow producers, and find great deals on seeds, feed, and fencing. Don't miss it. Mark your calendars for the 2025 Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, December 2nd through 4th at the Amarillo Civic Center.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Our guest today is James Dudley IV. He's chairman of the Property Rights and Tax Committee with the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, TSCRA. Okay, James, let's talk about the future of ranching.
I mean, the future of ranching is the continued involvement of the generations, my generation, generations younger than me. That's the future. And I think it's important for us as the generation of, maintaining our operations to set that generation up for a go forward. I also think the future of ranching is supplying Americans with with a great product, beef at the table, and we need to keep that in mind.
And I guess kind of the another big area here, the one big beautiful bill, you kind of led with this, and taxes. When it comes to breaks, were there tax breaks in there that really allow us to move to the future of what you just described?
Well, the bonus depreciation, I think, is a big help for moving to the future, because that allows you to purchase some equipment and make some investments in your business and depreciate those assets in the same year you acquire them, as opposed to depreciating them over a number of years. So that after a rough couple of years, the cow-calf sector obviously is having a strong run right now, and that may allow you to invest in the future.
We're talking with James Dudley IV. He's chairman of the Property Rights and Tax Committee with the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. And we'll continue the conversation as the Agribusiness Report continues in a moment.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton research and promotion program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turnroads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Our guest today is the chairman of the Property Rights and Tax Committee for Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, TSCRA. All right, and that is James Dudley, IV. James, opportunities, challenges. They face every business, but What do you see with your operation and, well, with the industry in general?
Sure. I mean, there are always challenges. The natural environment, the weather's obviously a challenge. The markets can be a challenge. There's a lot of volatility in the economy as well. Regarding the futures, Putting beef on the table is what's important to those of us in this business, and the consumer has very strongly supported us, and hopefully we'll continue that. We spend a lot of time and money making sure our product is strong, and it certainly stands out in the U.S. marketplace and in the international marketplace.
Well, it's good to visit with you. One thing we failed to mention earlier, I mentioned that you were with Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers. You mentioned chair of the Property Rights and Tax Committee. But for those who don't know who TSCRA is, who's the organization and what do y'all do?
We're a Texas and Oklahoma organization. We have several different parts. We have a government affairs group. We have the special rangers that do market inspections for the cattle. We also have a lot of, we're taking a lead in the New World Screwworm, along with other partners. We've been very supportive in that. And there are a lot of committees that not only work on policy issues, but also provide a lot of resources for producers in Texas and Oklahoma and really anywhere.
Again, James Dudley, the fourth chair of the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association's Property Rights and Tax Committee. and joins us on today's Agribusiness Report.
Calling all beef cattle producers, you're invited to attend the all-new Beef Cattle Presentation and Roundtable Discussions at the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show on Wednesday, December 3rd. The new program will provide insight, inspiration, and industry perspective for beef producers. The event agenda will include a series of roundtable discussions led by a panel of respected industry leaders focusing on current topics in the beef industry. Attendees will gain practical takeaways and have the opportunity to visit with experts and fellow producers. The evening will conclude with a dinner and message from keynote speaker Dr. Kemple Grandin. The Choice Ribeye Steak Dinner will benefit District 1 Texas Panhandle 4-H Friends and Alumni Association. Find out more or get your tickets at AmarilloFarmShow.com.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Dan Gaddis is with the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers, is a past chairman of the Federation of State Beef Councils.
Our family has ranched in Texas since, I guess my kids are seventh generation East Williamson County, but we were here before Texas was Texas. But I will tell you, my dad was a huge proponent of TSCRA, and we've been members since I was a little kid. I remember going to conventions when I was young, and when I was elevated to the role of second vice president, ultimately to fulfill the role of president someday, it was probably one of the greatest honors I've ever had. I love this organization and what it does, how it stands for ranching and the Western heritage and making sure that landowners are protected in this state. It's a great organization, has a great history.
It's the Agribusiness Report.